现在要开始，继续我们的学习马可福音的第二章。
We will continue with our study of Mark chapter 2.
我们回来看第二章的21节。
Let's continue reading Mark chapter 2, verse 21.
这个，新布，补在旧衣服上，会把它带坏。
Here talks about how when you patch a new garment on the old garment, you tear the old garment even further.
所以这是不相配的。
And so they are not matchable.
所以文士法利赛人的信仰到最后就是遵守一个传统，还有很多的规条。
And so the faith of the scribes and Pharisees, they are to observe the laws and regulations of the old.
因此主耶稣来讲这个生命的道理跟他们。这些传统规条是不相配的。
And therefore, the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, which is the gospel of life, is unmatched to what they believed.
我们二十一节、二十二节完之后有两个例子，一个是禁食，还有一个是安息日。
So following in from verse 23 on, there gives two examples. One is fasting.
另
And
外一
what
个
is the Sabbath?
好，那我们现在看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
这里讲新酒还有旧皮带。
Here talks about the new wine into old wineskins.
以前的酒是装在皮带里面。
In the olden days, they would put wine into wineskins.
那旧皮带它已经失去了弹性了。
In the old wineskins, they have lost the elasticity.
但是新酒它还会继续发酵。
But as for the new wine, they will continue to ferment.
所以新酒装在旧皮带，这个皮带会爆掉了。
And so when you put new wine into old wineskins, you would tear the old wineskins.
所以主耶稣来传扬生命的道理。
And so when Lord Jesus Christ came and preached the truth of life,
那主耶稣讲道理都是以他自己为中心。
And when Jesus Christ preached, he evolved around himself as being the center.
比方说，你如果不信我是基督，你们都要死在罪里。
For example, he preached that if you don't believe that I am the Lord, then you will all die in your sins.
那这个是新酒。
And so this teaching is the new wine.
那文士法利赛人根本就不认识耶稣是神成为人。
And the scribes and Pharisees, they do not know that Lord Jesus Christ is God being man.
所以他不但不能接受主耶稣，他要把主耶稣杀掉。
And not only are they not able to accept Lord Jesus Christ, but they wanted to kill him.
那今天我们用圣经，那其他教会也在用圣经。
Today, many churches, like our church, also uses the Holy Bible.
但是我们的信仰有圣灵在带领。
But in our faith, we are led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们对圣经认识越来越深我们的信仰会越来越活泼。
And as we have deeper understanding towards the Bible, then our faith will grow even more lively.
因为这是生命之道。
Because this is the truth of life.
但是其他教派他也在用圣经。
But the other denominations, they also are using the Bible.
那为什么他们不能够接受真耶稣教会的道理？
Then how come they cannot accept the teachings of True Jesus Church?
因为这个教会久了，有它的传统，对圣经的解释有它自己的一套。
Because as the church has its history, it comes along with its customs and its preachings.
所以他已经失去那个弹性，所以他没有办法来接受圣灵启示这些得救的要道。
So they have lost the elasticity to accept new teachings in the gospel of life.
所以反过来他们就会在评论真耶稣教会很多负面的事情。
And as in return, instead, they will start criticizing our church.
所以圣经里面讲新跟旧这个是难合的。
And so the Bible talks about how the new and old, they cannot coexist.
所以有时候我们常常发现要传福音给其他的基督徒比传福音给没有信仰的人更难。
Sometimes we may realize that it is harder to preach to other Christians than to preach to other people of different religion.
因为他有他自己的传统规条。
Because they already have pre-existing customs and regulations.
好，那我们现在来看两个例子。
And let's look at two other examples.
第二章的十八节到二十节。
From chapter 2, verse 18 through 20,
这个十八节到二十节是在讲禁食。
Here it talks about fasting.
我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
约翰的门徒法利赛人禁食，他们来问耶稣说：“约翰的门徒和法利赛人门徒禁食，你的门徒为什么不禁食？这是为什么？”所以他就问了法利赛人跟约翰的门徒都在禁食，为什么主耶稣的门徒不禁食？
So here they came to ask Lord Jesus, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but Jesus' disciples do not fast?
那首先我们要了解禁食是什么意思。
First, we must understand what is the meaning of fasting.
神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
Lord Jesus Christ gives us a food and to fill us, and this is the grace of God.
我们每一天都活在神的恩典里面。
For every day, we live under the grace of God.
那禁食就是一段时间不吃也不喝。
And when we fast, it means that for a period of time, we do not eat nor drink.
有的禁食一餐，有的禁食一天。
Some will fast one meal, or some will fast a day.
那圣经很多地方就讲禁食是刻苦己心。
And so the Bible says that, that when we fast, it's when we bring our physical body under subjection.
那这样啊，就在神面前表明我们向神祷告的心意。
And this is to show our determination in our prayer towards God.
那禁食有很多的原因。
And there are many reasons of one why a person fasts.
好像尼尼微城的人为着求神赦免从国王一直到百姓，连动物都禁食。
For example, like in the example of the city of Nineveh, the people, even the king, fasted because they want to ask, they want to repent.
所以他有一个很清楚的目标。
And so they had a very clear goal.
那主耶稣讲如果要赶鬼，就要禁食祷告，那个鬼才会出来。
And Lord Jesus Christ also taught that when you are to cast demons out, you need to fast and pray. Then they will be able to cast them out.
有时候我们向神有特别的祈求，像有的人求圣灵求不到就禁食祷告，就求到圣灵。
Other times, when we have special requests as a church, or when you're praying for the Holy Spirit, then you will fast and pray to ask for the Holy Spirit.
有时候要明白圣经禁食祷告，求神启示我们明白。
Other times, when we want to understand about the Bible, then we will fast and pray and ask God to help us understand the teachings.
那摩西上到西乃山，为以色列百姓禁食40昼夜。
And when Moses went up Mount Sinai and fasted for the people 40 days and 40 nights,
那神赦免以色列百姓的罪
He asked God to forgive the sins of the Israelites.
下山的时候容貌放光了。
And when he came down from the mountain, his face was filled with light.
所以禁食被圣灵充满，一个人的灵性会更加的丰盛。
And so when you fast and pray and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're more abundant in your faith.
那现在谈到这个法利赛人他们的禁食。
But here when we talk about the fasting of Pharisees and scribes,
这个变成他的传统，变成他的信仰的一种规条。
This has become their custom and a part of their regulations.
啊，所以他不一定有那个心啊，我要求赦免，我要为谁祷告。
So it does not necessarily mean that they have the heart to pray and repent.
啊，只是因为信仰这样规定，或者因为大家这样做，所以我跟着做。
They do it simply because there are such regulations in place, or other people are also doing it.
哦，那如果我没有做，我就觉得我跟大家不一样啊，不一样，我就有罪恶感。
And if they don't do it, then they feel guilty because everybody else is doing it and they are not part of it.
哦，那有时候是禁止祷告，让人知道得到赞美，他是很虔诚的人。
And sometimes they fast and pray in order to gain praises from other people to praise how they are a zealous person.
哦，所以他对为什么禁食那个目的已经跟原来圣经讲的不一样。
And so the purpose of their fasting has already deviated from the original purpose of what the Bible stated.
他还是继续做吧，这个叫做传统。
And even though of that fact, they continue to do it, and that is what we so call it as custom.
好，那我们现在看19节。
Let's read verse 19.
耶稣说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴的人只能进食呢
Here says, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them?
？”这个新郎就是主耶稣本身了。
The bridegroom is referring to Lord Jesus.
哦，那门徒就是陪伴的人。
And the friends of the bridegroom are the disciples.
哦，所以能够跟主耶稣在一起，陪伴他一起传福音，这是一个很喜乐的事情啊。
And so to be able to accompany by the side of Lord Jesus, this is a joyful thing.
哦，但是20节哈，
But here in verse 20,
日子将到，新郎要离开那日他们就要禁食。
But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days.
所以主耶稣复活升天以后把传福音的使命交代门徒。
And so when Lord Jesus Christ died and ascended, resurrected and ascended to heaven, he gave the disciples a commission.
那要推动教会的圣工，所以他们就要禁食。
Is to prosper the work of church, and therefore there's a need for them to fast.
所以在这个时候，他的进食的目的很清楚所以这个进食就很有意义。
So as we can see, then the purpose of fasting becomes very obvious and meaningful.
所以我们就从这件事情看到法利赛人他们的进食跟主耶稣的门徒进食，这个好像是新旧难合。
And so from this example, we see how the fasting of the Pharisees and the fasting of the Jesus Christ's disciples is they're very different. And this is the meaning of that the new and the old cannot reconcile.
那第二个例子就是从23节一直到第3章的第6节。
And the second example is stated in here, verse 23, all the way to chapter 3, verse 7.
这个就是提到有关于安息日的问题。
And here talks about the Holy Sabbath.
那安息日的问题又分作两部分。
And in this, there's two problems.
从23节一直到28节，就是安息日可以不可以掐麦穗来吃？
The first problem is stated from verse 23 to verse 28, and the problem states whether you can pluck the heads of grain during Sabbath.
所以24节当主耶稣的门徒走路掐麦穗来吃，然后法利赛人就讲话了。
And verse 24, when the Pharisees saw that the disciples plucked the heads of grain, then they spoke.
说在安息日什么都不可以做呢？
They said that you were not so, it's unlawful to do anything during Sabbath.
这是他们的规条。
This is their regulation.
但是
However,
它本来的用意是什么？
What is the original meaning or purpose?
所以我们看27节。
Read verse 27.
安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
He states the Sabbath was made for men and not men for the Sabbath.
什么叫做安息日为人设立的？
What does it mean when it says Sabbath was made for men?
安息日是为着让人得安息。
For Sabbath was said so that men could enjoy rest.
肉体上、心灵上的安息。
Is to enjoy rest both physically and mentally, and spiritually.
是为着让人能够亲近神，以神为乐。
Sabbath was set so that men can draw close to God and God as being the source of their joy.
因为它是为人设立的。
It was set for men.
那什么叫做人不是为安息日设立的？
And what does it mean that not men for the Sabbath?
如果用守规条的方式来遵守安息日，那安息日对人就是一种捆绑。
If we observe Sabbath for the reason of regulation, then Sabbath has become something that bounds us.
所以如果我们看最后一节人子是安息日的主。
And so verse 28 here says, for Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath.
因此当一个人在安息日肚子饿要吃饭，这本来就是好事吧。
And so when a person is hungry during Sabbath, that is a good thing.
因此有时候我们在新开拓地区有的信徒真的穷到安息日没有做工他没饭吃。
And in some developing areas, we see members that if they don't work on Sabbath, then they would not have food to eat that day.
那要怎么办？
So what do you do?
安息日是为人设立的。
Because here says that Sabbath was made for men.
你如果没有做工，没东西吃你做工也是可以的。
And so if you don't work and you would not have food to eat, then it is okay for you to work.
但是有一天你安息日不做工也有东西吃的时候，那个时候你就要真的来遵守安息日。
But if there's one day when you don't have to work and you will still have food to eat on Sabbath, then you should quit your working on that day.
但是这样的例子很少安息日没做工没东西吃，这个例子很少。
Such example where you don't work on Sabbath day, then you will not have food to eat, is very rare.
那我们现在大部分的人生活都过得去所以安息日不需要做工也有东西吃。
Well, most of us, we do not need to work on Sabbath day, and we will still find food to eat.
所以我们在找工作的时候，要以守安息日为第一个优先来考虑。
And as when we are looking for work, we need to consider and we need to put Sabbath into consideration.
所以我们在主耶稣的恩典下来守安息日。
And so we observe Sabbath under the grace of Lord Jesus.
它最重要的原则就是在这一天以神为乐。
And the main principle is to be, have God as the source of our joy.
就是我们整个今天的中心就集中在亲近神、侍奉神。
And the whole focus of that day is to draw close to God.
然后用神的爱跟弟兄姊妹彼此来团契。
And to fellowship with one another in the love of Christ.
把这个精神抓住了而不是说用规条的什么做可以做，什么不能做，那遵守很多的规条，而失去了他最重要的精神。
And this should be the principle that we hold on to, rather than thinking of it as a regulation and focusing on what should be done and what cannot be done.
那如果我们抓住了规条但是没有抓住它的重点那守安息日渐渐会变成一个形式。
And if we just hold on to the regulation, but does not hold on to the spirit of Sabbath, then it just becomes a formality.
哦，也就是说，我来教会坐一坐，我有守安息日。
It means that when we come to church, we'll just sit around and say, "I have observed the Sabbath."
但其实真正的意思是休息世上的工作，使我们能够专心来亲近神。
But rather, the true meaning of Sabbath is that we can rest the work of this world, come to draw near to God.
哦，我们休息世上的工作，所以我们能够来爱神爱人。
We rest from the work of this world so that we can come to love God and love man.
那这样哦，我们所安息日，我们灵性会一直成长。
And if we observe Sabbath in this manner, then we will see our spiritual life continues to grow.
如果没有抓住这个重点，只是守规条啊，我有做这个，我没有做什么，我们发现虽然守安息日，灵性不是好像跟灵性成长没有关系。
But if we do not grasp on to this spirit behind the Sabbath, and we treat it as a regulation, then we will see that our spirituality would not grow.
好，那第二个例子就是第三章的第一节到第六节。
And the second question is on chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
安息日可以不可以行善？
The problem here lies whether you can do good on Sabbath.
哦，因为他们就要看主耶稣哦，安息日有一个人手枯干，要不要医治他？
They are observing Jesus Christ, whether he will heal a man with withered hand.
哦，那第三节啊，主耶稣就叫那个人啊起来站在中间啊，然后就医治了这个人。
And so verse 3 here says that Lord Jesus told the man to stand up and he healed him.
好，所以安息日啊，行善是可以的。
And so it is okay to do good during Sabbath.
啊，所以主耶稣在其他圣经有讲啊，如果有一条羊掉在坑子里面，你们安息日会不会把它拉上来呢？
Jesus Christ in other gospel books asked that if there was a lamb that fell into a hole during Sabbath, would you not pull it out of the hole?
当然会把它拉上来。
Of course, you will pull the animal out.
那这个人啊，他有这个病痛，所以在安息日来医他的病，这本来是好的嘛。
And so this person is healed, and to be able to heal him during Sabbath, this is permittable.
哦，所以主耶稣他是安息日的主，所以人在安息日可以行善。
And for Lord Jesus is Son of Man, is the Lord of Sabbath, and therefore it is permissible to do good during Sabbath.
哦，但是文士法利赛人他的信仰已经变成规条化。啊，然后再传统化。
However, the scribes and Pharisees, they have turned Sabbath into a regulation and custom.
啊，所以他就没有办法接受主耶稣的做法，所以我们就看啊第六节哈，商议要把主耶稣除掉。
And for that reason, they cannot accept what Lord Jesus Christ did. And as verse 6 states that they thought about how to destroy him.
哦，但是有时候我们在教会也看到，有的人在安息日哦，他不聚会，跑到外面去传福音。
Sometimes we may see that there are people who do not come to church during Sabbath, and they will use that day to go out and preach.
哦，这个应该不会有冲突。
There's no conflict in that problem in this situation.
我们教会有教会应该做的事情啊，崇拜啊，然后圣工做完了，然后去传福音，很好啊，感谢主。
So in church, we still have worship, and we need still have holy word that we need to do. But after that, if they want to go and to evangelize, then there's no conflict.
哦，所以我们从这两个例子哈，可以不可以吃东西，那可以不可以医病，就看出心跟旧难合。
And so from these two examples, whether we can eat during Sabbath and whether we can heal during Sabbath, we can obviously see that the new cannot reconcile with the old.
那我们现在就进入第三章。
We will now continue into chapter
3. 第三章, 从第七节到十二节。
Chapter 3, 7 through verse 12.
这众人跟着主耶稣。
Here says the great multitude follows Jesus.
那为什么这么多人又跟踪主耶稣?
Why are there so many people following Lord Jesus?
我们看第八节。
Verse 8 here says,
有许多人见他所做的大事, 就从犹太耶路撒冷以利都玛耶拿拿, 并推罗西顿四方都到他那里来, 因为主耶稣行了大事。
Here says, in Jerusalem, in Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and those from Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they heard how many things Lord Jesus was doing, came to him.
那主耶稣都医治了他们。
And the Lord Jesus healed them.
所以这么多人来跟从耶稣是他们需要神的恩典。
And the reason many people came and followed Lord Jesus is because they needed his grace.
有的人是要来听福音。
Some came to listen to the gospel.
所以约翰福音第一章, 道成肉身住在我们中间, 充充满满, 有恩典, 有真理。
And so in John chapter 1, says that he was, word became flesh and lived among us. And he filled us and through us.
14节, 充充满满, 有恩典, 有真理。
And verse four, John chapter 1, verse 14 said that he became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory, and we are full of grace and truth.
所以当神的恩典很清楚显明, 很多人就会被吸引。
And so when the grace of God is fully manifested, then many people will receive this blessing.
所以当教会有神的同在, 信徒很清楚体验到神的恩典, 你会发现那个人数就会越来越多。
And so when God fully abides with the church and many people can experience the grace of God, you will realize that how we will increase in number.
那在得到神的恩典的那个事情上感觉到神的爱。
And in the experiencing of receiving God's grace, they will also experience receiving God's love.
所以信仰本身是活泼的。
And for that reason, our faith is a lively one.
我们所拜的神是活的神。
Because we worship the living God.
昨天、今天、明天，他都是一样，都是活的神。
Whether it's yesterday, today, or for in the future, he is the same God. He is the living God.
用心来追求他, 我们就可以体验神的恩典。
And when we worship him with our heart, then we can experience his grace.
那第二个, 他们会来跟从主, 就是因为真理。
And the second reason why the multitude came and followed Jesus because of the truth.
所以主耶稣讲到, 5,000个人在听。
And so when Lord Jesus Christ preached, 5,000 people were there to listen.
因为他讲的讯息是从天上来的。
For the teachings are the teachings from above.
所以圣经里面讲, 神的山要高过诸山。
And the Bible states that the mountain of God will be above all other mountains.
众人要流归这个山, 要来寻找这个山。
And the multitude will flow towards this mountain, and they will come to seek this mountain.
那要做什么? 要来寻求神的话。
And what are they there to do? They are there to seek out the words of God.
这个在以赛亚书的第二章。
And that is recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2.
第三节。
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3.
必有过面前来说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的话必出于耶路撒冷。啊，这里讲那个训诲啊，要出于锡安跟耶路撒冷。这个锡安跟耶路撒冷在啊，我们属灵新约时代就是指着真教会。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 3 here says that his teachings and his law will be found in Mount Zion. Where's Mount Zion? Is the true church of God.
这个得救的要道，得救的真理，会吸引很多人。
And so
you muted yourself.
So our teaching, so our teachings will attract many.
所以第二章的三节马可福音第三章的三节到十二节好多人被主耶稣吸引。
And so in Mark chapter 2, verse 3, Mark chapter 3, here says that great multitude were attracted to Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣把神的能力、神的怜悯显扬出来，就吸引这么多人。
Because Lord Jesus manifested the power and grace of God, and therefore it attracted many to him.
那我们现在回到第三章的十二节到十九节。
Now let's continue reading Mark chapter 3 verse 12 to 19.
这个十三节十三节到十九节就是拣选他设立的十二个门徒。
From verse 13 through verse 19, here's how Jesus Christ established the 12 apostles.
所以他开始出来传道，他就预备工人，那将来要把这个工作交给这十二个门徒。
So in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he prepared the workers, and these workers are those whom he will pass on the work and the gospel.
那今天这个对教会的启示就是教会要一致的栽培新的工人。
And the revelation of this recording towards church is that today, church likewise, we need to continuously train new workers.
所以圣工是一代教一代，一直传下去。
And so we can pass on the work from generation to generation.
所以主耶稣升天以后，这个工作就交给这十二个人去做。
And so when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he has entrusted the work to those 12 disciples.
那从主耶稣拣选十二个门徒，我们可以看到几件事情。
And from Jesus Christ choosing these 12 disciples, we see that there's a couple of teachings.
那第一个就是他拣选的人大部分都是很卑微的人。
First is that those that he chose are very humble people.
比方说我们刚刚提到有四个人，他都是渔夫。
They come from a humble background, just like earlier when we talked about how the first four, they were all fishermen.
那你仔细看这十二个人没有一个是文士跟法利赛。
And of those four, none of them were scribes or Pharisees.
文士法利赛人应该是精通旧约圣经最适合门徒，为什么主耶稣不拣选他们呢？
The scribes and the Pharisees, they are very familiar with the Bible, with the Old Testament. So how come Jesus Christ did not choose any scribes or Pharisees?
在圣经里面我们找不到神在用人是因为这个人很有才能，这个人很有恩赐，所以神拣选他，找不到这个例子。
In the Bible, we cannot find any recordings how Lord Jesus Christ chose workers because they're very talented, they're very gifted in any manner.
但是在世界上，你在公司在找人，都是找有才能的人。
But in this world, when you look when you look to hire, you usually look for people with great abilities.
那为什么有这个不同呢？
So why is there such difference?
因为在侍奉上恩赐是从神来的。
Because in servitude, gifts come from God.
所以如果神要用一个人，神就会赐恩赐给他。
And so if God were to use a person, then he will give them a gift.
啊，如果神把一点点能力，给这个人，这个人就很有能力。
If God was willing to grant a little power to this person, then this person will be filled with great power.
哦，所以我们看主耶稣拣选做使徒的人，哦，只有保罗是法利赛。
And so from the workers that Lord Jesus Christ chose, only Paul was a Pharisee.
那保罗是世界上的什么条件都有。
As for Paul, he was qualified in all aspects.
但是彼得是渔夫，他什么都没有。
And Peter, he was only a fisherman. He was not an expert in anything.
哦，但是我们看这两个人在侍奉神有什么不同。
And what is the difference that you see among the two?
彼得侍奉神，哦，他所需要的恩赐，神就给他。
As for Peter, while serving God, the gift that he needs in order to serve God was given to him by God.
哦，但是保罗虽然，哦，他是最好的教育。
And although Paul received the highest education,
哦，他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他是公会的议员。
He was a member of the Sanhedrin.
所以在社会上是非常突出的一个人。
And he is a shining star in society.
但是在腓立比书里面讲，哦，过去对我觉得有益的，我现在认识耶稣，这个都没有用。
And but in Philippians, Paul said that in the past, what I look heavily on right now, it has no meaning to me.
哦，所以啊，哦，那这个十二个使徒啊，大部分都是很普通的人。
And as you can see, the 12 disciples, they're all just common people.
哦，那在其他圣经里面有讲啊，他主耶稣要挑选十二个门徒之后，整夜祷告。
In other gospel books says that when before Lord Jesus Christ chose the 12 disciples, he prayed all night.
哦，因为只有神知道人的心啊。
Because only God knows the man, the heart of man.
要会做人事的决定，哦，最重要要祷告。
And to take care of any administrative or interpersonal matters, we need to rely in prayer.
啊，因为神才知道人的心啊。
Because only God knows the heart of man.
哪一个人的心是在神面前蒙悦纳的？哦，那这样的人，那就是神要拣选的。
And when a man's heart is accepted by God, then that person is the one that God wants to choose.
哦，那在拣选这个十二个人里面也有税吏。
And among the 12, there are also tax collectors.
哦，那税吏在当时就是被看作罪人的。
And the tax collectors at the time, they were seen as sinners.
然后十八节的后面，啊，也有，啊，奋锐党的西门。
And in verse 18, it says that there's also Simon the Canaanite.
啊，这个奋锐党啊，也可以说他是一个政治，参与政治的人。
You can say that Simon, he was also someone who was involved in politics.
啊，但是现在呢，来做主耶稣的使徒，啊，他是要传扬神的国。
But right now, being the disciple Lord Jesus, he is to preach the gospel.
啊，当然做神的国，啊，来扩张神国是更有意义的。
He is to work for the kingdom of God, to expand the kingdom of God, and that is even a more meaningful work.
那这个十二个人里面有三个人，哦，叫做教会的柱石。
In among the 12, there are three that are called the pillars of church.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
That's Peter, James, and John.
啊，主耶稣遍冒三章带他们三个去。
Those were the three that Jesus took along with him to the mountain of transfiguration.
耶稣在克西马尼园带他们三个去。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, those were also the same three that Jesus Christ took along.
以后就是整个教会的圣工，哦，都是在他们的，责任之下。
And in the later days, that those were the three that where the growth of church was under their responsibility.
侍奉就是一种责任。
To serve is to have some sort of responsibility.
责任就是一种压力。
And to be responsible for something, that means that you are under a sort of pressure.
所以为什么这十二个人要经过三年啊，常常跟主耶稣在一起？
And this is the reason why these people, they will need to be abide by the side of Lord Jesus for 3 years.
让他们认识主耶稣，对主耶稣有信心。
And so they can come to know Lord Jesus and to have faith in Lord Jesus.
知道怎么要靠主耶稣。
They will come to learn how to rely on Lord Jesus.
在神凡事都能。
Because nothing is impossible in Christ.
对这三个人后来神托付他们很大的责任。
And those three people, in later on, God has entrusted them great work.
那这三个,
great responsibility.
这三个人后来都是为主殉道。
And those same three, they also martyred for the gospel.
所以十二个里面有三个是跟主耶稣最亲近的。
And so among the 12, there were three that are very intimate with Lord Jesus.
所以在主耶稣周围这个三个人又有一个跟主耶稣是最亲近的。
And among the three, there is also another, there's one that's even closer than all the others.
那十二个人在往外推就有七十个门徒。
And then if you pushed out from those 12, then you have the 70 disciples.
那以后使徒教会就是在使徒跟长老的带领之下。
And later on, the apostolic church, they were led by the elders and the apostles.
按照《使徒行传》第六章又拣选七个人，有好名声、圣灵充满、智慧充足，来管理饭食。
And later on, in books of Acts chapter 7, records how they have chosen the seven to lead church and to take care of church.
这个十二个人常常跟主同在就是要建立他们的灵性。
Those 12 disciples, they always often abided by the side of Lord Jesus Christ in order to build up their spirituality.
所以工作的传承有两方面。第一个是工作本身。
So the passing on of work, there are two aspects. One is the passing on of the work itself.
第二个是灵性。
And the second aspect is the passing on of the spirituality.
所以这个圣工一代一代一直传下去，这个很自然就会传下去。
And so as for the work itself, it will be passed on naturally from generation to generation.
但是当圣工传到我们这一代，最重要是我们预备好了没有。
But when the work has been passed on to us, the problem lies whether we ourselves are prepared or not.
那怎么预备？
And how do we prepare ourselves?
这十二个人常常跟主耶稣同在。
As here states that the 12 disciples, they often abide by the side of Lord Jesus.
所以我们信主以后要花时间常常跟主同在。
And so after believing in Christ, we need to spend time to often abide by, often abide with Lord Jesus.
那这个跟主同在有一个很明显的表现。
And abiding by the side of Lord Jesus, there are obvious characteristics.
所以圣经里面在记载在使徒行传第四章。
And so in Acts chapter 4, it says,
13节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 13 states,
说看见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原来是没有学问的小民。就稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的，所以他身上有一个记号这个是跟过耶稣的。
Here in verse 13 says that the people realize that they have been with Jesus, and so here we can see an obvious mark that portrays that they have been with Jesus.
所以在使徒行传第六章里面讲要拣选七个人，第一个条件就是要有好名声。
And so in Acts chapter 6, when it records about the choosing of the seven, the number first criteria is one with good reputation.
那好名声从哪里来？
And where does good reputation come from?
就是身上有一个记号，我们是跟过主耶稣的。
The good reputation comes from the mark that we have been followers of Christ.
所谓跟过主耶稣，就是主耶稣到哪里，我们到哪里，主耶稣做什么，我们做什么。
Being followers of Christ means that we follow wherever Jesus went, and whatever he did, we also did it.
那今天主耶稣借着圣灵，借着道理，内住在我们心里面。
And today, Lord Jesus Christ, through the gospel, through the truth, and through the Spirit, abides in us.
那我们把主耶稣的生命活出来，那这样就会有好名声。
And when we live out the life of Lord Jesus, then we will have good reputation.
所以当教会的圣工传到我们这一代，如果我们跟过主耶稣，有主耶稣的灵性，我们就能够把圣工做得更好。
And so when the work is passed on to this generation, to us, and we have followed Jesus Christ and we have good reputation, then we will be able to carry out the work well.
因为我们的工作有神的同在，有神的带领。
Because in our work, we have the guidance and the abidance of Lord Jesus.
这就是我们要追求的。
And this is our ultimate pursuit.
好，所以第三章的从十三节一直到十九节讲主耶稣设立门徒。
So in chapter 3, verse 13 through 19, it talks about how Jesus Christ chose the 12 disciples.
好，那我们现在再回来第三章从二十节开始。
We will continue from the study of Mark chapter 3, verse 20.
这个二十节开始就是在讲主耶稣跟别西卜。
Here in verse 20, it talks about Jesus Christ and Beelzebub.
首先我们来看主耶稣的工作精神。
First, let us study the spirit behind Jesus Christ's work.
我们先来看二十节跟二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣的心腹听见，就拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。这个地方讲主耶稣在传福音、做圣工他的亲属都说他癫狂了。
Here says that when during Jesus Christ's work, his own people said that he is out of his mind.
那真的主耶稣癫狂吗？当然不会，没不是啊。
Is Jesus Christ truly out of his mind? Of course not.
他是救主啊，他怎么会癫狂？
He is the Savior. How can he be out of his mind?
那为什么人会觉得他癫狂？
But why do people perceive him as one that is out of his mind?
因为他的生活方式太不一样。
Because his lifestyle is quite different.
他整个人投入到传福音的工作上。
He is fully devoted to the work of evangelism.
所以下面说连饭也顾不得吃。
And so here'sSays that he was not able to eat much bread.
那我们就会想为什么是什么动机使主耶稣这么投入在传福音？
Then we might ask, what is the reason why was Lord Jesus so involved?
如果我们到第六章我们大概可以找到一个原因。
If we continue reading till chapter 6, then we could see a reason behind this.
六章三十四节。
Verse 34.
这个地方讲耶稣出来见有许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人，于是开口教训他们许多的道理。
Chapter 6, verse 34.So Jesus came out, and he saw the great multitude, and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
这里讲啊，耶稣怜悯他们。
Here says that Jesus Christ was moved with compassion.
啊，这个怜悯就是表示他看到这么多人，觉得他很可怜。
To move with compassion means that he saw them and he showed pity on them.
那他降世为人的目的就是要怜悯这些人，要救他们。
The reason he came to this world is so that he can be moved with compassion and save them.
然后他知道自己在世间的时间不多。
For he knows the time in this world is not long.
所以他把握机会，每一天每一个小时要多救一些人。
And so he utilized every single moment of his life to save more people.
这样被人看作不正常，所以他是癫狂。
And due to this, they perceive him as someone out of his mind.
哦，那我们仔细看哦，圣经在描写癫狂还有一个地方。
And when we look at the Bible, there is another place that talks about how someone is out of his mind.
哥林多后书。
And that is in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我们主若癫狂是为神。若谨守是为你们。这里保罗也讲啊，我如果癫狂是为神。
Here Paul also states that for if we are besides ourselves, it is for God.
那什么是癫狂？
So what does it mean to be beside ourselves?
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
并且他替众人死，叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。这个十五节讲两种生活方式。
Here in verse 15 says two different type of lifestyle.
一个是为自己活。
One is to live for yourselves.
这个他不说每一个人都是为自己活。
And here says that everyone lives for themselves.
但是另外一种人叫做为神活。
But the other type of person is those who live for God.
那这为神活就跟大家不一样。
And when you live for God, you're different than the rest of the crowd.
所以保罗信主以后，他真的是为神活。
After Paul believed in Christ, he truly lived for God.
那这个改变的原因是什么？
And what is the reason for his change?
14节，基督的爱激励我们。
Verse 14, for the love of Christ compelled him.
所以当神的爱充满我们，好像充满保罗，好像充满主耶稣，我们整个人的生活方向会改变。
And so when the love of Christ filled Paul, filled Christ, and also fills in us, then the direction of our life will change.
所以主耶稣，人说他是癫狂。
And for that reason, people perceive Christ as someone who is out of his mind.
但是如果我们回到第三章的二十二节。
Returning to Mark chapter 3, verse
22. 文士说他是被鬼附着的。
The scribe says that he was possessed.
为我们赶鬼。
And the, by the ruler of the demons, he cast out demons.
那这个就大有问题啊。
This shows a great problem.
为什么？把神的工作说成魔鬼的工作。
They said that the work of God was the work of Satan.
那这个叫做亵渎神，亵渎圣灵。
And this is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
所以二十八节。
Verse 28.
一切的罪跟亵渎的话都可以得赦免。二十九节。
Verse 29.
亵渎圣灵的却永远不得赦免，因为要担当永远的罪。这是因为他们说他是被污鬼附着。所以这个地方是在讲话。
So here, in verse 28 and 29, it talks about what we speak.
我们讲话如果讲的什么讲错了都可以得赦免。
When we speak, the words that we say, if they are wrong, it can be forgiven.
但是如果我们讲话亵渎圣灵，就不得赦免。
But if he who speaks blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not receive forgiveness.
那什么叫亵渎圣灵？
So what does it mean to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit?
把圣灵的工作讲成魔鬼的工作。
And that is to say that when you say the work of the Holy Spirit is the work of Satan.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们看其他的基督徒在评论啊，我们教会。
And so sometimes we see other denominations when they comment about the work of the true church.
啊，真耶稣教会的圣灵是纯正的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit of True Jesus Church is a pure, complete spirit.
你的圣灵，真理的圣灵。
It's the spirit of truth.
啊，但是如果把这个讲成这是其他的灵啊，这个就亵渎圣灵。
But if they say that the spirit is a spirit of somewhere else, then it's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
所以在17-20节就在主耶稣就在讲魔鬼不会自相纷争。
And so here in verse 20, Jesus Christ talks about how a house will not divide against itself.
所以魔鬼可以找到一个优点。
And so Satan can see a strength.
那个优点就是魔鬼很同心啊。
And the strength is that when you are one-hearted with Satan.
所以他同心啊，要来使人犯罪离开神。
And they are united for they want people to leave God.
所以他赶鬼，这个不是靠着鬼王来赶鬼，是神的灵。
And for that reason, to cast out Satan is not by the ruler of demons, but rather by the power of God.
那我们这一节就到这里结束。
We will conclude this session.